It's 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A heat advisory will go into effect here in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow as the National Weather Service anticipates temperatures topping off well into triple digits. Due to the extreme heat settling over the state, Champaign is calling off some summer school classes tomorrow and Friday. The city of Chicago is opening dozens of public cooling centers, including all 79 Chicago Public Library locations. And emergency officials are urging people to be good neighbors and check on the elderly and disabled. Officials remind Illinoisans to take steps to avoid heat-related illnesses. If you're outside, stay hydrated and wear light cotton clothing. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has signed a law that requires coaches and university employees to report cases of abuse. Quinn's office says the law that goes into effect today is designed to help further protect young people from abuse. Illinois lawmakers introduced the measure in response to the child abuse scandal involving former assistant Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky. The law requires athletic personnel, university employees, and early intervention providers to report suspected abuse. Representative Dwight Kay of Glen Carbon is one of the bill's sponsors. He says the situation at Penn State made it clear that Illinois needed to tighten up its reporting laws to make sure nothing like that happens here. State budget cuts that take effect next week will eliminate some health care options for low-income Illinoisans, but an event at Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana this afternoon will try to help people find alternatives. Linda Tauber-Olson is a health insurance counselor with the Provena Center for Healthy Aging. She says she'll be at the event to help seniors who are losing prescription medicine benefits due to the elimination of the Illinois CARES RX program.
And I will be helping people look at their Part D prescription coverage plans through Medicare, and making sure that they have the best fit for them. People that have been dropped from Illinois CARES RX have a special enrollment period through the end of August to change their Part D plan, and the one they're currently in may not be the most cost-effective.
Other agencies will help adult Medicaid recipients find alternatives for the dental and vision care that they will be losing due to the budget cuts. But Nick Quigley-Gaynor of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers says while the alternatives lined up can help many people, they won't be a full replacement for the services lost. This afternoon's event runs from 1 until 5 p.m. at Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. Talks between two healthcare providers have hit a bump in the road. The group Promise Healthcare wants to acquire Champaign's Francis Nelson Health Center from the Decatur-based Community Health Improvement Center. But Promise Healthcare's board chairman Mark Ballard says an offer made for the clinic has been rejected. He says his group is now looking at starting up its own clinic in either Champaign or Urbana.
Well, I think that there are so many people right now that are going unserved that having us get in this arena can only help people and expand care.
Ballard says Promise Healthcare's latest offer still stands. Barbara Dunn, who is the CEO of the Community Health Improvement Center, says she's hopeful the two sides can reach an agreement. The Champaign City Council voted last night to continue pursuing a pilot program that's designed to gauge the amount of interest there is in mobile food trucks. Existing regulations don't allow many food truck owners in Champaign to run their businesses in a public place for more than 5 minutes, but the program expands that five-minute window to 2 hours in several different campus town and downtown locations. Despite concerns raised in other communities about food trucks taking away business from restaurants, Champaign Mayor Don Girard says he doesn't see that as a major threat.
My feeling is that this is going to enhance and infill what we already have, and perhaps even encourage some of the brick and mortars to put out their own mobile and share their cuisine around at different areas, which would be very exciting to me as well.
The pilot project was originally intended to last until the end of August, but it's now been extended until next June. The city council also modified it to let food truck operators run their businesses until 3 a.m. People wanting to take part in the program must get permits from the city clerk's office and the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. The attorney for State Representative Derek Smith told an Illinois House committee investigating the Chicago Democrat today that they seem to be rushing to judgment. Smith was arrested in March in an FBI sting in which he's accused of accepting a $7,000 bribe in exchange for helping a phony daycare center obtain a state grant. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. This morning, his attorney, Victor Henderson, told a House panel they may be politically motivated and trying to get Smith's case finished before the election. A House committee earlier concluded there's enough evidence to justify action against him in the legislature. Despite his arrest, Smith easily won his March primary battle and remains on the November ballot. Top Democrats have been calling on him to resign, but he has thus far refused. Chicago Alderman Sandy Jackson is not answering any questions about the medical leave of absence that her husband, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., has taken. Sandy Jackson was barraged by questions about her husband at a Chicago City Council meeting today. She declined to answer the media inquiries, but she said she loves her husband and her primary concern is taking care of their children. On Monday, Congressman Jackson's office disclosed that he's been on leave due to exhaustion since June 10th. A spokesman said it isn't clear how long Jackson would be out. Jackson, who first won office in 1995 and represents Illinois' 2nd District, defeated a primary challenge this year despite being the target of a House ethics investigation. Convicted Springfield power broker Bill Cellini's health problems continue. A family spokesman says Cellini was released late last week from Memorial Hospital in Springfield following treatment for a deep vein blood clot doctors discovered last Wednesday. The spokesman says because there's potential the clot could spread to his heart, Cellini will not be able to begin his cardiac rehab as scheduled. Cellini had a heart attack in early June, pushing back the original date he was to be sentenced for his role in a fundraising scheme for former Governor Rod Blagojevich. He's scheduled to be sentenced July 20th. The spokesman says he doesn't know if that will be delayed. A California-based sports equipment company plans to consolidate its Rantoul area operations into a single new facility. Easton Bell Sports says the new 800,000-square-foot facility will bring its current 300-area employees into one site for distribution, assembly, and shared services. The new facility is slated to open in late 2013 at Rantoul's Village Industrial Park near the intersection of I-57 and U.S. Highway 136. Easton Bell sells equipment and accessories for several sports and under several brands, including Easton Bell, Giro, Riddell, and Blackburn. The company's presence in Rantoul began in 1983 when Bell Sports acquired a motorcycle accessories plant in the area. An Easton Bell news release says the new Rantoul facility will be financed with a mix of internal, private, and public investment. And an Illinois attorney contends a black man serving an 85-year sentence after being convicted of murder deserves a new trial because of the racial remarks a Southern Illinois prosecutor made while summarizing the case for jurors. Chicago attorney Steve Greenberg tells the Chicago Tribune Williamson County State's Attorney Charles Garnotti's closing argument injected racially charged language into Marcus Marshall's trial, which was decided by an all-white jury a year ago. Arguing the case in mostly white Marion, Garnotti made a reference to, quote, our white world. The seven-term prosecutor also said blacks keep their handguns in their waistbands with something covering it. Greenberg says he's notified an appellate court that he plans to challenge the conviction. Garnotti has not returned a message seeking comment. In sports, the Chicago White Sox are already underway at Minnesota, scoreless in the bottom of the first. The Cubs host the Mets at 1:20. The Cards are in Miami to take on the Marlins at 6:10. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.